Well, we always say it's good to be here.
Amen.
Certainly the Lord being good to us.
Yep.
So my wife sang, His love grows sweeter each day. I'll tell you something, folks. Closer home you get, the better it is.
Amen.
I didn't say it's easier, I said it's better.
Yeah.
And journey, I've had a good journey. I tell you, I ain't got nothing to complain about. And I appreciate the Lord. And I want you to pray, Lord, help us today. I always, I know other preachers do the same. We try to just get along somewhere and talk to God about what to preach. And I told folks a long time, I said, you know, towards the preaching part, I settled that a long time ago. I don't pray about preaching, I pray about what to preach. And I want to be in the center of the Lord's will when I preach. Now, I know over these years, I've not always done that. I doubt there's any preacher that has. Sometimes we miss the mark. But I'm glad the Lord's still on the throne. He knows where, David said he knows our frame. He knows all about us. And you pray, Lord, help us. And day and time that we live in, I really appreciate the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit. I mean, if it wasn't for that, we'd be in a mess. You know that? And we'd be in trouble. And I'm glad we're not walking by sight, we're walking by faith, but someday our faith is going to end in sight. And it'll be worth it all. Got just one verse of scripture that I want to read in your hearing. You'll find it in Job chapter 23. Job chapter 23. We'll look at verse 3. Notice what Job said here. Job chapter 23, verse 3. He said, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. You may be seated. I want to preach today on where you can find him. Where you can find him. Now, I'm not talking about him in person. Now, he was here at one time. About 33 and a half years. But when he went away, he said, it's expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, he said, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, he said, I'll pray the Father, he'll send you another Comforter. And that's the Holy Spirit of God. Everybody is saved has got the Spirit.
Amen.
As Brother taught in Sunday school this morning, if any man have not the Spirit, he's none of his. And I've said this and been saying it a long time. Holy Ghost of God don't make you act stupid. It won't make you get down the floor and waller around. It'll make you sit up and take notice. I appreciate that. But I want to preach today where you can find him. Now, he's not going to come right now. He's not going to come and sit in our congregation as a person, but the Holy Ghost of God is settled down among us. And a lot of folks say they want to see him. Well, next time you see him, you better be ready. I've said this, they sang that song sometime, oh, I want to see him. I said, you're going to see him whether you want to or not. But I'm glad of one thing, that when the church sees him, we're going to get raptured out of here. Now, I don't know why he wants me to say this, but when the Lord comes back again to get the church, he's not coming to the earth. He's coming on a cloud. Left out on a cloud, he's going to come back on a cloud. And he's going to call the church out. We're going to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. But that's not the end of it. There's going to come a time. See, he's coming after the saints then. There's going to come a time he's going to come back with the saints. You see that? And because the Bible said, Now, in Matthew, I believe it is, the Bible teaches us that God has given him the throne of his father David. Ain't that right? He's never sat on that throne yet, but he's going to. He's going to one of these days. But today, I want to preach on where you can find him. A lot of folks are looking for him, I believe, in a bodily form. You're not going to find him there. I want to preach today on where you'll really find him at. Now, David said, the earth declares his glory, and the firmament, they showeth forth his handiwork. Everything around us today declares that there is a God. Everything around us declares that somebody made them. You and I are here today because that he made us. And so today, where you can find him at, Job, notice what Job said. As far as I know, there's 66 books in the Bible, and Job probably is the oldest book in the Word of God. And Job said this, he said, I might know where I might find him. So it sounds to me like that Job wanted to see him even in his time. Notice what Job said. Now, God, just give me this week. I thought about this. When Job said, that I might knew where I could find him, that I might come to his seat. And I got thinking about that, brother, today, and wonder about that. If I give you a text, it would be this. Do you want to sit with him a while? He said, that I might see him and come to his seat. Why would he want to come to his seat for if he didn't want to sit with him a while? Listen, we ought to be able. He said he'd make us sit together in heavenly places. So listen, I will preach for places where you can find him at. Number one, you can look out and see that there is a God. But ain't you so glad and so thankful today that he set up a church? I mean, you can find him in the sanctuary. I'm glad he visited with us. The Bible teaches Matthew 8:20. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, there am I in the midst. I'm here to tell you, I'm glad the Lord, my friend, he'll meet with us. I don't care how few it might be, he brought it right down to two or three. He didn't say, if 100 people get together, I'll meet with them. He said, where two or three, he said, I'll be right there in the midst of them. And notice what he said. He didn't say, I'll take a back seat. He said, I'll be right in the midst of them. I say, hallelujah to him. I'm glad for the Lord. My friend shows up, he gets right in the middle. I got thinking about that one time and wondered why he wanted in the midst. You get right in the middle of something, you can be seen all the way around. God wants everybody, brother, to see him. When he gets there, have a good scene, preacher. Number one, you'll see him in the singing. When the saints of God begin to sing the old songs of God, Holy Ghost of God move, you can see him in the singing. When folk get happy, they're singing, that's the Lord showing up. Thank God for him. He said he'd be with us. I say hallelujah to him. Where are we finding man? Oh, listen, when the Holy Ghost of God moves on the servers, I'm in no hurry to leave. Amen. Joel said, thou might come to your seat. In other words, I'll be one to sit with him a while. I mean, when the Holy Spirit comes on the meeting, I just love to stay around where the Holy Ghost is at. Hallelujah to God. I feel his presence this morning. We can find it in the song. Listen, when the saints begin to sing and they get happy and tears begin to flow, that's the Lord. That's the Holy Ghost that you see then. Amen. It ain't the person. We can't manufacture this thing. We can try to imitate it. That ain't no good. We can't manufacture it. But brother, when he shows up, it's a real thing. It's a real deal when the Lord shows up. I love good singing. When folks sing under the Spirit, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God, that I know then, that's the Lord. I see him in that person then. Do you want to see him? Do you want to sit with him? I don't get no hurry to leave, do you? I love what our pastor says. He didn't come to get out. He come to get in.
Thank God, I want to get in the meeting, don't you? Thank God, when the Holy Ghost of God shows up in the singing. Oh, listen, that singing has got to be about Him. We sing praises unto Him. Oh, listen, it ain't about us. It ain't about personality. It ain't about thing. It ain't about denomination. It's all about the Holy Ghost of God. I'm glad when folks just get together and the Lord shows up. And then I can say like old Peter did up around this Mount Transfiguration. When old Peter said, Lord, it's good to be here. We can leave out then. Said, God is good. That made the house of God. Hallelujah to Him. Oh, listen, where's He at? Oh, that I might see Him. If you want to see Him, just look for Him at the sanctuary. That's where He really shows up at. Amen, at the house of God. Oh, He comes there. When He was here in this walk of life, you'll read in the Word of God, He always went to the sanctuary. In other words, us hillbillies would say, He went to church. Ain't that right? Amen. He go to the sanctuary. Listen, when He was here, aren't you glad He realized without the Holy Ghost of God, our gathering together would be in vain. It wouldn't be worth nothing, brother, if the Holy Ghost of God didn't show up. It'd just be a waste of time. But when He comes on the scene, thank God we can leave out. Said, I've been to the house of God. Oh, I like to sit with Him, don't you? Old Job said, I might come unto His seat. I like to get tired and sit with Him a while. Hallelujah to God. Oh, sometimes I just get along. Got that little office fixed up out in my garage where I can just get along with Him. Sometimes just me and Him have a real good time. I'm glad it don't take no big number. Let me say this. There come a time whenever He wants the saints of God to gather together. He said, forsaking not the assembling yourselves together. And notice what He also said, exhorting one another. Even so much the more as you see the day approaching. I want to exhort you today. Thank God, just keep on keeping on for the glory of God. One of these days it'll be over. You'll say, I'm glad that I live for Him. Hallelujah to God. Oh, I've seen folks die. Listen, live for the Lord for years and years. I've yet to hear one say, I regret it. I've been to the nursing home and talked to some of them old folks that's there. Listen, getting way long years, a couple of them way up toward 100 years old. And they said, it's been a good journey. One old sister said to me, she said, preacher, said, the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come. Hallelujah to God. It's good right now, but the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Whoa, Job said, where I might find Him. You can find Him in singing. And you can find Him in praising. I think about it whenever the choir gets up here to sing and young folk gets up here to sing and folks, after a while, they begin to lift their hands. You know what that is? Lifting up toward Him. I've not yet, listen, lift their hands up. That's where He's at. I've never seen nobody yet put their hands down. Have you? Praising Him. You say, how about that, preacher? That's just somebody lifting a hand. No, that's the Holy Ghost of God showed up. When He did, them hands went up toward Him. Praising Him for what He's done for them. You and I could have been in hell today had it not been for Him. Oh, I say glory to God. Brother, listen, going on 60 years ago, He arrested me. Thank God and brought me to Him, saved me by His marvelous grace. It's been a good journey. Hallelujah. I'm a feeling in my soul this morning. Thank God, it's been a good journey. Now I realize one thing, it's about over. I believe the old church is going to get out of here for too long. Yes, sir, we're leaving out of here. We can find Him in the singing, then we can find Him in the praising. I've never went to Walmart yet and seen anybody praise God. No, sir. Oh, one time me and Brother Christian
met up at Walmart. We had a real good time just talking about the Lord. That's just me and him. Best I probably didn't know what was going on. Listen, I'm telling you, the Lord, my friend, I'm glad I can feel his presence outside the building. But there's something special about the house of God. It ain't the four walls. It ain't the two befores. It ain't the wallboard. It ain't the paint. It's not the light. It's the Lord. He said, I'll meet with you. What, two or three of you getting together? I'll be right there. Glory to God. Boy, I feel him this morning. And praise you. I like to see folks praise the Lord. It's so sad. Now, me and a bunch of us preachers here, we travel all the time. Oh, I go in places. I say, well, it's so dead. It's just nothing happening. And listen, I leave out. Can't really feel like I've been there. Oh, I love it whenever I show up. Holy Ghost of God business with us. I can leave saying, God, it's been good to be here. It don't take no big crowd. I got my eyes off the crowd a long time ago. Amen. Amen. Just centering on the Lord. Thank God. He'll show up in the presence. Listen, it's not even, let me show you this. I don't know why I'm preaching like this. God give me this message. It's not even in this old flesh of ours to praise him. We're just dust of the earth. I told somebody up in Indiana the other day, I said, we're made out next thing to nothing. That's what dust is. I've heard folks say God reached down and got a handful of clay. Bible don't say that. Did you ever try to take dust, fold it up? You can't do it. It'll vanish right outside. But you know what he done? He reached down, he took some dust, and he formed it. Hallelujah to God. Only God could have done that. Glory to God. You can find him in praising. When folks begin to praise the Lord, that's not them. That's the Holy Spirit showing up. And then just praise him. Amen. Then we can find him in the preaching. Amen. I like to feel him when I preach, don't you? Amen. Hey, something about that. I'll never forget this one time. I asked God to forgive me for it. I went to this one church one time. It's been years and years ago. I was just a young preacher. I went to this one church, and they was having a singing. And they after a while, they said, that we want Brother Savage to preach. I said, I ain't got nothing. Yeah, we want you to preach. Kept on. And I thought, I'll satisfy this bunch if I can. And just when I got up there, but about 5 minutes, I couldn't have told you my name. I was so mixed up. I didn't know where I was at or what I was doing. And I said, God, if you'll forgive me, I'll never do it again. Amen. Amen. Listen, I like to just get along somewhere and pray and ask God, God, what do you want me to preach? I feel he laid this message on me. Where are you going to find him, man? If you can find him there, Job said, I might come to his seat. I mean, listen, I'm no doubt in my mind. When folks begin to praise God, these folks sitting right in the congregation saying, I'd like to do the same thing. I like to feel what that person's feeling. I like to be able to enjoy that like they are. Hey, something about that. Old brother Job said that I might come to his seat. Oh, he said, if I might know where I can find him. I'm glad, thank God, I can find him down at the house of God. Just go down there. Hey, God said, I'll meet with you. When we get there, he'll be right there waiting on us. Let me say this. I thought about this morning as I was praying. God wants somebody to invite him. I don't think he just shows up. I think he wants somebody to invite him. A lot of churches don't want him. We've got it, they say. We know how to run it. We can't run it. Oh, but he can. Let me say, he can. We can find him in the preaching. Oh, well, brother, when these preachers get to preaching a lot of time, it's about all I can do is sit over there.
I mean, listen, feel the Holy Ghost of God. I like getting in on some of that. Amen. Listen, it's not them that's doing it. They're just mortal men. That's all they are. But, brother, when they get saturated with the Holy Ghost of God, that's what makes it good. I say hallelujah. You'll find him in the preaching if you look for him. Amen. When they'll preach about him. Ain't that right? Preach about him. You'll find him in the preaching. I ain't going to preach long. I'm about wore out. I ain't got over that trip yet. And next thing, you'll find him in the testifying. Where are you going to find him at, preacher? You can find him in the testifying. When folks get testifying about the Lord, they get to crying. That ain't natural to do that. No, that old outward man, that's not his nature. But that inner man on the inside, that brand new man that the Lord placed in there. And I've said this a lot of times, and I'll say it again today. He only saved the inner man. He did not save the outward man. But he told that inner man to, control the outward man. Listen, if you go to do wrong, I mean, preacher don't have to tell you. That inner man will tell you. He'll say, that ain't right. I'll say hallelujah to him. Boy, I appreciate the Holy Ghost of God. I know that scares a lot of Baptists because it's been misused down through the years, been misplaced and all that. I'm glad it's real. Thank God I can feel it down in my soul today. Hallelujah to him. Folks testifying about him. Not about them, but about him. It's all about him. If it wasn't for him today, one writer said, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. If it wasn't for him, we couldn't do nothing. I'm glad for him. Testify about the Lord, what he's doing, what he's done for him, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. Let me say this, my personal thing. If God never blessed me again, I can say he's been good to me. I'm here because of him. I could have been dead a long time ago. I could have been in hell. But boy, I'm glad the Lord saved me when he did. Kept me all down through these years. Thank God. And I know I ain't got many more to go, but if I have, he'll still keep me. Amen. I'm glad for that. Then the next thing, I know this might hurt a little bit. We can see him in our giving. Not quiet. Giving. When I was pastoring church in Fairborn, Ohio, I had a deacon there. He was one of the best. He was a great man of God. And he told me one time, he always called me pastor. He said, Pastor, don't never forget to take up an offering.
Yeah.
He said, don't forget that.
Yeah, brother.
And I thought, why? He said, that's the only way that some people's worships. Now, these folks, their nature, they can't speak publicly. That's their nature. They can't help that. But they're faithful in their giving. I mean, you see them in their giving. I mean, they'll come and they'll be faithful to come. Maybe never signed you an old man, never heard him say a word in church. But he's just as faithful could be. Oh, God understood his frame, but he was willing to give. You'll see him in that. They're not giving just in order to be given. They're giving for his work, to carry on his work. I believe that with all my heart. You may not believe that, but I believe it. Amen. So he said, where two or three are gathered together, he said, I'll be in the midst of them. I appreciate it. Don't take no big crowd. Give you little thoughts, Lord, laid on my heart. Amen. Job said, that I might know where I could find him.
Amen.
Where I could find him. He wanted to see him, Brother Christian. Then he said, I could come to his feet. Oh, ain't you glad you got a place to come to? I'm glad we got a church. Let me say this, church. We better appreciate what God has given us here.
I go to churches, and these other preachers do the same thing. I go to churches where they don't even have nobody to lead a song. They don't even have enough to. They'll play a tape. I thought, Lord, we ought to shout when we just walk through the door. Sir. God, I thank you for what you've done to Amazing Grace.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I give you a little thought laid on my heart. And before I close, let me say this. Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday morning, I'll be preaching Lord's Will up in the side of Tompkinsville, Kentucky. Me and Brother Roger Williams will be preaching there Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday morning. And you pray for us. Lord, help us. And physically, I need a touch from the Master.
Yeah.
This old body about wore out. I told my wife, I said, I'm wore out. But I'm telling you what, I'm going to preach as long as you give me strength. So I hope you'll put up with me. We love you. Appreciate you. Come on, sing if you would.